On Morgan's AM, a strong start to the new trading week for US equity markets, a fresh record closing high for the technology-centric NASDAQ.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
A strong start to the new trading week for US equity markets. The Dow was up 216 points, or 0.6%. The broader S&P 500 gained 0.9%, closing just shy of a new record closing high and setting a fresh record intraday high just shy of 4,490 earlier in the session. Almost three quarters of the companies in the index advanced. Energy, up 3.8%, led 7 of the 11 primary sectors higher, with consumer discretionary, information technology and communication services all gaining over 1%. The more defensive sectors underperformed overnight after outperforming last week, with utilities down 1.3%, the worst performing primary sector. The NASDAQ rallied 1.5% to book its 28th record closing high of 2021, also hitting a record intraday high. The small capitalization Russell 2000 index gained 1.9%. The Food and Drug Administration confirmed weekend speculation when it granted full approval of the COVID-19 vaccine developed by Pfizer and BioNTech. Travel and leisure tech stocks responded positively to the news, with Delta Airlines and American Airlines Group advancing 2.9% and 3.3% respectively. Cruise operators Carnival and Norwegian Cruise Line Holdings also advanced around 4% plus. In US corporate earnings, JD.com Inc. rose 3.3% after the Chinese e-commerce giant posted a decline in second quarter profit, albeit the figures were better than consensus expectations. Annual active customer accounts increased by 27.4% to 532 million in the 12 months through the 30th of June. Retailers Best Buy, Nordstrom and Urban Outfitters, homebuilder Toll Brothers, automotive aftermarkets provider Advanced Auto Parts and medical technology and services company Medtronic post quarterly results tonight. In economic data, existing home sales figures increased 2% to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 5.99 million units in July, up from June's upwardly revised pace and better than economists' forecasts. Separately, the widely monitored Chicago Fed National Activity Index rose to 0.53 in July from minus 0.01 in June. And a flash reading of the IHS Market Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index printed at a four-month low of 61.2 versus July's all-time high of 63.4. The IHS Market Services PMI fell to a reading of 55.2 in August, its lowest level since December, and below economists' forecast for a reading of 59.7. European bourses advanced, with the energy sector up 2.1% and basic resources up 1.5%, lifting the pan-European Stoxx 600 index 0.7%. Germany's DAX rose 0.3%, France's CAC up 0.9%. In economic data, the IHS Market Flash Composite PMI for the Eurozone printed at a two-month low of 59.5 in August. London's FTSE 100 added 0.3%. Britain's second largest grocer, Jay Sainsbury, jumped over 15% following a report that private equity firms were circling the company with a view of possibly launching bids of more than £7 billion. The report comes after fellow supermarket group WM Morrison Supermarkets agreed a takeover by US private equity firm Clayton, Dubilier & Rice worth approximately £7 billion. In UK economic data, the IHS Market SIPS Flash Composite PMI fell to 55.3 in August from 59.2 in July, its third consecutive monthly decline and lowest reading since February. The report noted that the UK recovery had lost some momentum as supply constraints hit output growth in both the manufacturing and services sectors. Base metals were stronger across the board. Copper rallied 2.4% to be trading just shy of $4.20 a pound. Goldman Sachs said demand for metals remained strong and inventories were falling in China at a rapid pace. The bank said it expected copper prices to rise to $10,620 per tonne, or just shy of $4.82 a pound in the fourth quarter. Elsewhere, nickel gained 2.25%, aluminium up 1.9%, and zinc up 0.25%. Benchmark spot iron ore lost $3.73, or 2.7%, to $136.71 a metric tonne. Elsewhere, China's benchmark futures for thermal coal, coking coal, and coke futures all hit limit up yesterday, driven by speculation of halted coal imports from Mongolia and amid growing concern over coal shortages. Gold futures climbed back above $1,800 an ounce, settling $22.30 or 1.3% higher at $1,806.30 an ounce. Oil prices rallied sharply, snapping a seven-session losing streak. WTI gained $3.50 or 5.6% to $65.64 a barrel. Brent up $3.57 or 5.5% to $68.75 a barrel. Both benchmark contracts logged their biggest daily percentage gains since the 24th of March. Rally overnight came despite an announcement by the US Energy Department that it plans to sell up to 20 million barrels of crude oil from the nation's Strategic Petroleum Reserve. US Treasury yields were little changed as traders eyed the three-day Jackson Hole Economic Symposium, which starts on Thursday, with Fed Chair Jerome Powell to speak on the economic outlook on Friday night. US 10-year Treasury yields fell half a basis point to 1.254%. The Australian dollar is firmer, buying approximately 72.14 US cents. Goldman Sachs cut their forecast for Australia's GDP, now expecting a 2% fall in the third quarter, driven by weaker household consumption and construction activity.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.